Hey, Donald X, what is the story behind Wild Hunt?
So the idea was to do some victory point token cards in Empires that put tokens on piles. This is from Empires, and in Empires and Renaissance, I lost some images from the end of work on the set due to having two computers, and I would periodically copy things over, but when it was very late in the going for the set, I wasn't necessarily paying attention to that. Like, I didn't need to worry about losing those images. It was going out to the publisher. It was out of my hands. My images were no longer doing anything except creating secret histories. Eventually, the one computer died, and it turns out I lost some of those images. And so I don't have the final image of Wild Hunt here with the word gathering on the bottom line. So we'll just have to fill that in when we get to that part of the story. But the initial premise here was to have some cards that put victory point tokens on their pile. And it was a thing, it was a different kind of thing I could do and try to see what card could I make out of it. And as you know, I made three cards out of it. It was a trade route, put victory point tokens on victory card piles. And so I had to dodge that. I couldn't overlap with trade route because then you wouldn't know. Then it would be the initial thing was you wouldn't know what was going on there. And there's like one card in the set that says non-gathering because of this to keep the things separate. Like you could think it could just be fun that you could screw over trade route or you could, by removing that coin token. But I decided that was no fun, even though trade route is awful, so whatever, right? But it had claimed that space. But I could still put coin tokens on a pile if the card put it on its own pile, and it just wouldn't be a victory card pile. So I tried several of those. And so this one, Wild Hunt, says choose one plus three cards and put a victory point token on the Wild Hunt supply pile, or trash this and take the tokens from the pile. And this also plays into something a number of Empires cards tried to do where they were victory cards in disguise. They made point tokens while trashing themselves so that, like, for example, you have something like Triumph started out as a pile, as a kingdom card. And it's like this kingdom card is, it's like a victory card that's worth a point per card you gained on some turn, but I couldn't do such a thing. But I've got victory point tokens so I can track it so I can actually do it, right? So it's just like, you bought a Silk Road and it counts your victory cards, or you bought a Gardens and it counts your cards in your deck. In this case, it's like, oh, let's count the cards you gained this turn. And then, of course, you didn't even need to make that because it was tracked with tokens. You didn't even need to make it a card, and Triumph ends up as a event side story about Triumph. But anyway, so Wild Hunt was trying to be one of those, and most of these cards died, or changed into other things because people in general, I mean, it sounded like a cool idea. People in general are less excited by one shots. It's very good to do one shots as events where I can. That's way more exciting. One shots are still possible. I don't rule out doing them, but they're harder to make be fun enough. And anyway, you certainly don't want to trash your smithy here to get these victory points. This is something you do when you think you're not getting another turn, right? Or maybe you're like, I mean, yeah, there'll be a turn where you're like, I guess I should trash Wild Hunt. This is piled up too far, even though it cost me this smithy. But it's like so feels bad, right? The next one shifts it to you trash a card you have in play. And that's got tracking issues. The next one says a non-duration card, but as we know, really it needs to say like a card you would discard from play this turn to take into account what if you thrown him to duration card. And so this is all a poor direction. So then I hit on choose one plus three cards and add one to the Wild Hunt supply pile or gain an estate, and if you do, take the points from the pile. Which is, it's another thing about these ways to make victory points that they wanted to make sure that they didn't go infinite somehow, right? Wild Hunt did not want it to be that you could just either draw three cards or take the points. It had to somehow, not go infinite so that you didn't build the deck where it's like, well, every turn I draw my deck with Wild Hunts and that's all I'm doing. and the game will never end. And so it gains an estate, and that's purely to put a limit to it. So you're going to run out the estates, and then Wild Hunt will be done making points. And this is a concern that goes back to Prosperity, where I tested like Cantrip VP token, and you know, it wasn't something I could live with. And the cards that made VP tokens, I decided I could live with Monument, even though it goes infinite, because it made you money that you would probably want to spend, and that would be better than not spending it. And it was tricky to go infinite with Monument anyway. But Goons and Bishop both limit it. Bishop requires you to trash cards, so it's very theoretical that it will run out of things to do. And of course, you can have a golden deck with Bishop, because now we have cards you trash and you still got them. But that's a rarity. And Goons, of course, requires you to buy cards. And that, again, could go very high because there's coppers, but, you know, does have at least a technical limit. Anyway, so this is limited by the estate pile. Same trick I ended up doing with Triumph. And to continue finishing the Triumph story here. And then the final version is just this non-final version is just some tiny tweak. It drops the word supply. I think it's possible the public version may have added supply back in, but now I've dropped it again. In the recent bout of errata, I got rid of the word supply in some cases. So the final thing was adding the word gathering. And this, it's accomplishing a couple things. And one thing is that that one card, which I'm not even remembering the name of, but I'll just scan the landmarks here and we'll see it. Defiled Shrine. So that one card has a non-gathering on it and not end up putting victory point tokens on those piles that immediately we take off by playing Wild Hunt or whatever. And I think we may have tried that to see how bad it was and then decided, yeah, non-gathering. Also, you know, that's kind of a lame reason to put a type on cards, although it's a very smooth way to handle things. It's a very clean way to do things if you just have a word and you can refer to it. It's a thing you fall back on as a game designer to handle some pieces. You know, you don't need to come up with some elaborate way to describe the card you're talking about. It's just the cards with this word. But also, it does group those three cards for people, and that's a very mild benefit that people get the expansion, and it's got these gathering cards, and that means a thing that they all put a token on the pile, and eventually you can take all the tokens. And so it's a very mild simplification and helping people learn the cards thing. It's a mild positive aside from the Defiled Shrine thing. Like, it's something you could consider doing, but probably wouldn't. But, you know, you could consider it and you might do it without the Defiled Shrine existing. Just like, I could tie these cards together. But having a reason to refer to it, of course, makes all the difference. Wild Hunt, the end. And, yeah, sorry, there's no last image.
Hey, Bards, what do you have for us today?
By their nature, they pack up and leave, never staying too long in their camp, though they lingered for just enough time to leave on the hinterlands quite a big stamp. Yes, their camels were bound to depart, though the price that we paid was not steep. In their ally, a band carries on, and the nomads without camps we still get to keep.
Thank you, Shanahan, for that moving tribute to Nomad Camp.